Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. I have no need to recap for you the news that we are receiving every day about unheard of acts of violence that are done to create disconnect, discord, disharmony, disunity, in order to destroy our collective sense of what is good and right. And the platform upon which you and I understand good or right is built upon God. Not as an idea, not as some mere intellectual abstraction, but the understanding of God as essential being, or as necessary being, without whom there would be no thing or nothing. That is, there would be no creative essence. And so, the evil that we see and that we hear about wants to insert within our understanding an understanding that is alien to what is necessary for our existence. Because evil has no foundation. Think about it. Think about what evil means, the meaning of evil. We see evil acts, and then when we try to look for a definition of evil, it is very difficult. But you and I know and understand evil acts when we see and hear of evil acts. So the West has finally reached the point where what is right. The West has now gotten us in action, thinking, and motives. There were once upon a time individuals used to watch or observe reality TV. Now, the lives of persons are indeed reality TV. Long ago, it was said, the medium is the message. Marshall McLuhan. Now, you may not have heard of him or may not have read him, but you should go back and read this book, Medium as a Message, in order to understand what is going on. Now, long, long ago, between 760 BC and 750 BC, the prophet Amos wrote a very compelling book that is in the Old Testament. And And Amos discusses Yahweh's rule over all nations. He explains that Yahweh's rule extends for all nations. The northern kingdom has abandoned Yahwism, that is pure Yahwism, unadulterated Yahwism. And the northern kingdom had gone into idolatrous practices. And so Yahwism was set aside. There was an attempt, of course, to synthesize Yahwism with Baal worship, but God does not share his glory or give his glory to another. Yahweh and Yahwism is exclusive. And so the northern kingdom set aside the exclusive worship of Yahweh. And as a result, the culture became saturated with godless practices that eventually or culminated in the undoing of the Northern Kingdom. In 722 BC, by a group of people who were incredibly ruthless. And so it is well worth understanding of biblical history and what happened to the Northern Kingdom. Now, the Southern Kingdom, that is the kingdom of Judah, remained, which was comprised of Judah and the tribes of Judah and Benjamin. They were, however, later removed by Nebuchadnezzar. But the Assyrians destroyed the Northern Kingdom. Amos approaches his understanding of what is going on through the eyes of God. So now the divided nations existed for about 150 years in Israel's struggle against Syria to the north. And the Assyrians came in and defeated Syria. And then after they defeated Syria, they came in and destroyed the Northern Kingdom. So the Amos document opens with these words in 1:1. The words of Amos, one of the shepherds of Tekoa, what he saw concerning Israel 2 years before the earthquake, when Uzziah was king of Judah, and Jeroboam, son of Jehoash, was king of Israel. Now, notice here what we read, that Amos saw words. Amos 1:1 and Isaiah 2:1. So Amos deals with the word or the debar as event, DBR, with the Greek, with the Hebrew letters or the Hebrew consonants, and B-A-B-A-R, then we add the vowels. So Amos knew the word of God. He understood the relationship between act and result. He understood that connection between act and result. In other words, Amos understood that deeds shape destiny, apparently a reality that has been lost in Western culture. Deeds shape destiny. And it is most unfortunate that this understanding of life and of reality has been lost in Western culture, because we are experiencing the abrogation of God in Western culture, the setting aside of God, the throwing out, as it were, of God. And we see the result now. So Amos understood or understands the word of God as powerful, the word of God as necessary. So the word Debar carries within itself the unity of incarnative and predictive elements. It also means address and command, as well as dynamic event. In other words, Amos understood the word as event. The word, that is the word of God, is the unity of address and action. The word Debar is used over 400 times in the Old Testament. Debar means activity. So Amos saw words, understand the compelling nature of verse 1 and the unfolding or the unpacking, as it were, within the rest of the Amos document of what he saw, what he experienced, the words that took up the prophet and transformed his life. The word, the Debar, as event that reshaped the prophet's perception and understanding of reality. This is what has been lost in Western culture, a compelling spiritual understanding of reality. And so therefore, the pseudo-academics can come along, the pseudo-leftists can come along, the ideologues can come along and say, we have no need of God. And what happens thereafter is a pandemic, and we are experiencing that pandemic of spiritual sepsis or severe spiritual infection in Western culture. The West is now godless in action, thinking in motives. God has handed people over to what they desire. Please read Romans chapter 1. We need to return to God. We need to understand that God is essential, without whom there is nothing. So the West must return back to God. We must pray to God for revival. And the revival will not happen unless there is repentance on our part. We must repent, not do an about face, but we must have an essential change of mind about the presence of God in our lives, the rule of God in our lives, what God means for us. We must return to Him. We need God. Our world needs God. We need to understand the meaning of the gospel once again, the good news of salvation. That God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not die or perish but have eternal life. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God is waiting for us to return to Him. We need God in our everyday lives. Beloved, we need Debar Yahweh every day, moment by moment. We need the presence of God in our lives. Good morning. My name is Dr. Savage. I will continue with this topic in the next show. I bless you this day and bless those who lost their lives in Nice and in Dallas. Have a wonderful day.